The words foreign investment and North Korea are not usually uttered in the same sentence. That may be about to change. North Korea says it will soon welcome foreign investment, at least in its new free trade zone. Foreign companies are eyeing the trade zone, but few are ready to commit large sums of money to a nation that has a record of not keeping its word. From Seoul, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
North Korea plans on cordoning off an entire city called Sinniju and transforming it into a capitalist enclave. Fenced off from the rest of North Korea, the free trade zone will have its own legal code, its own workforce, even issue its own passports. In other words, says Jeffrey Jones, head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Seoul, North Korea wants to create an entirely new nation within its borders.
And they're hoping that by cutting that land essentially out of North Korea and separating it out and building a capitalist city, that they can create a source of revenue to help fund their needs in North Korea.
Jones wonders, though, who will benefit from the new trade zone. The government plans on forcibly evicting the 500,000 people currently living in the free trade zone area and populating the district with a few hundred thousand Communist Party faithful, people less likely to be seduced by the sudden influx of hard currency and flashy consumer goods. This isn't the first time that North Korea has tried to launch a free trade zone. A previous attempt a decade ago ended in failure, and some say there's no reason to believe that the new Sinniju project will be any more successful. John Hogue is an editor with Jeonlang Ilbo, a South Korean newspaper.
Why would somebody want to invest in an unknown quantity like Sinniju when China, which has a track record, not a spotless one, but still a good track record, is right across the border?
And there are other reasons why foreign investors might be reluctant to pump money into North Korea, namely the country's infrastructure, or to be more precise, its lack of infrastructure. Roads are in disrepair. Electricity is intermittent at best. Tom Peters is a relief worker and missionary who has made several trips to North Korea.
My impression was that the infrastructure was such that I was entering a large, lifelike museum of 3 or 4 or 5 decades ago. Sometimes you don't see a moving vehicle other than a steam locomotive. There is a sense of a society that is stuck in time.
The free trade zone is also stuck even before it's open for business. The problems center around a Chinese-born businessman named Yang Bin. North Korea chose him to run its free trade zone, but Chinese authorities had other ideas. They arrested Yang Bin, ostensibly for tax evasion. But analysts say China might not approve of North Korea's plans to build a free trade zone along its border. Clearly, North Korea represents a high-risk investment, but Jean-Jacques Grauer, head of the European Union's Chamber of Commerce in Seoul, says there are plenty of foreign companies willing to stake a claim in what may be the world's last capitalist frontier.
You know, when you wanted to invest in China in 78, it was also kind of a nightmare. But those who got the courage to invest at that time, they certainly feel more comfortable today in handling their business there.
Of course, when China opened its doors to foreign investors 20 years ago, it did so decisively. North Korea seems ambivalent, hesitant to allow even a visit by foreign, especially American, businessmen.
We got close twice almost. We got real close once.
Jeffrey Jones says he had arranged a delegation of 10 companies willing to invest in North Korea. The executives got as far as Beijing, where they were supposed to pick up their North Korean visas.
And at the last moment, the embassy in Beijing said, no, we're not ready. And of course, we had 10 very busy business people, and that was not a smart thing to do.
Jones suspects that at the last minute, a high-ranking North Korean official got cold feet. When it comes to capitalism, says Jones, the North Koreans can't quite make up their mind. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.